Merhaba, ismi Natasha.
Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 12. Meeting an Arabic-speaking family. Hello and welcome back to ArabicPod101.com, the fastest, easiest, most fun way to learn Arabic. I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone, Natasha's here.
In this lesson, you will learn how to order a drink.
This conversation takes place at Ahmed's family home.
The conversation is between Mohammed and Ahmed.
This dialogue is in informal modern standard Arabic.
Let's listen to the conversation.
مرحبا.
أهلا محمد. رجاء تفضل. كيف حالك؟
أنا بخير. الحمد لله. وأنت؟
أنا بخير شكرا. هذا أخي سعيد وهذه أمي.
فرصة سعيدة. ليس لديك أخت أيضا؟
نعم. عندي أخت ولكنها في الجامعة. ماذا تحب أن تشرب؟
هل عندكم بيبسي؟
لا، ليس لدينا بيبسي، فقط كوكاكولا. ما رأيك؟
جميل.
حسنا، لحظة من فضلك.
Narrate slowly.
مرحبا.
أهلا محمد. رجاء تفضل. كيف حالك؟
أنا بخير. الحمد لله. وأنت؟
أنا بخير شكرا. هذا أخي سعيد وهذه أمي.
فرصة سعيدة. أليس لديك أخت أيضا؟
نعم عندي أخت ولكنها في الجامعة. ماذا تحب أن تشرب؟
هل عندكم بيبسي؟
لا ليس لدينا بيبسي، فقط كوكاكولا. ما رأيك؟
جميل.
حسنا، لحظة من فضلك.
Now with the translation.
مرحبا.
Hello.
أهلا محمد. رجاء تفضل. كيف حالك؟
Hello Mohammed. Please come in. How are you?
أنا بخير. الحمد لله. وأنت؟
I'm okay, thanks to God. And you?
أنا بخير شكرا. هذا أخي سعيد وهذه أمي.
Also good, thanks. This is my brother Saeed, and that is my mother.
فرصة سعيدة. ليس لديك أخت أيضا؟
Nice to meet you. Don't you have a sister too?
نعم، عندي أخت ولكنها في الجامعة. ماذا تحب أن تشرب؟
Yes, I do, but she is at university. What do you like to drink?
هل عندكم بيبسي؟
Do you have Pepsi?
لا، ليس لدينا بيبسي. فقط كوكاكولا. ما رأيك؟
There's no Pepsi, only Coca-Cola. Is that okay?
جميل.
Coca-Cola is okay.
حسنا، لحظة من فضلك.
Here you go. Excuse me for a moment. If I'm a tourist and I get to meet an Arab family, maybe I have a friend down there, I'm meeting his family, what should I pay attention to? What should I do or not do?
Greeting an Arab acquaintance is a longer process than in the West. It is not uncommon for multiple greetings to be used and then followed by increasing florid ways of asking about each other's health. It is usual to shake hands, although not as firmly as in the West. To be especially polite, you can cup your right elbow in your left hand. You only ever shake hands with the right.
How about women? Is there a difference?
Most of the women do shake hands. But some of them, the more religious one, probably will not shake hands with men.
So you best just watch out and see what will happen. Take the cue from them.
Yeah, that will be the best way.
Is it even possible to see women? I mean, in the more traditional households?
Traditional is different from religious. So I would say, yeah, you will actually see women. But they will probably, if they're very religious, they will be probably covered. They would greet you. And probably women will stay in a different room than men.
So they greet you and then you don't see them anymore.
Yeah, but if you're a woman, you will join them in the same room.
Okay, so I guess Western women are in the best position.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
رجاء تفضل.
Please come in.
رجاء تفضل. رجاء تفضل.
Next.
أخ.
Brother.
أخ أخ.
Next.
أم
Mother.
أم
Next.
أخت
Sister.
أخت أخت.
Next.
حبة
To like.
حبة حبة.
Next.
شربة
To drink.
شربة شربة.
Next.
فقط
Only.
فقط فقط.
Next.
ما
What?
ما ما.
Next.
رأي
Opinion or view.
رأي رأي.
Next.
لحظة
Moment, short while or glance.
لحظة لحظة.
Next.
من فضلك
Please.
من فضلك من فضلك.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for several words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is ليس.
To make sentences with to have negative, you have to use ليس.
For example, ليس لدينا بيبسي.
We don't have Pepsi.
ما رأيك؟
Literally means, what is your opinion of it?
But it can also be used as, is it okay? In today's dialogue, Ahmed says that he only has Coca-Cola. And ما رأيك؟
Is that okay?
من فضلك and تفضل can both mean please. However, تفضل is used when you're giving something to someone or inviting them to take a seat or the like. Whereas, من فضلك is used when you're making a request. The أكن من فضلك is the male possessive ending. So when talking to a woman, you have to say من فضلك instead.
The focus of this lesson is the verb to have. In Arabic, to have is expressed with the possessive endings.
Simply take the stem int and add the possessive ending to these. For example, عندي, عند, and e for I as I have, is I have.
This is counterintuitive, but easier than learning completely new endings. I think we should compare the forms of to have to the forms of my name, your name, his name, and so on, for clarity.
اسمي, عندي.
I have.
اسمك, عندك.
You have, to a man.
اسمك, عندك.
You have, to a woman.
اسمه, عنده.
He has.
اسمها, عندها.
She has.
اسمنا, عندنا.
We have.
اسمكم, عندكم.
You all have, to a group of men or a mixed group.
اسمهم, عندهم.
They have. So you see, it's really the same endings as for اسم.
Note that لدي is an alternative to عند, which is preferred in some situation. This is why we had لدينا in today's dialogue for we have instead of عندنا.
That just about does it for today.
Listeners, have you ever dreamed of starring in one of our lessons?
If your answer is yes, use the voice recording tool on the lessons page.
Record your voice with a click of a button.
And then play it back just as easily.
Then compare it to the native speakers in the lesson.
And adjust your pronunciation.
After a few tries, you'll be speaking better Arabic than Judith here.
Hey!
Go to ArabicPod101.com and rapidly improve your Arabic pronunciation.
See you next time.
إلى اللقاء في المرة القادمة.
مرحبا.
أهلا محمد. رجاء تفضل. كيف حالك؟
أنا بخير الحمد لله. وأنت؟
أنا بخير شكرا. هذا أخي سعيد وهذه أمي.
فرصة سعيدة. ليس لديك أخت أيضا؟
نعم عندي أخت ولكنها في الجامعة. ماذا تحب أن تشرب؟
هل عندكم بيبسي؟
لا، ليس لدينا بيبسي، فقط كوكاكولا. ما رأيك؟
جميل.
حسناً، لحظة من فضلك.